Stig of the Dump by Clive King. Chapter 1. The Ground Gives Way. If you went too near the edge of the chalk pit, the ground would give way. Barney had been told this often enough. Everybody had told him, his grandmother every time he came to stay with her, his sister every time she wasn't telling him something else. Barney had a feeling somewhere in his middle that it was probably true about the ground giving way. But still, there was a difference between being told and seeing it happen. And today was one of those grey days when there was nothing to do, nothing to play, and nowhere to go. Except to the chalk pit. The dump. Barney got through the rickety fence and went to the edge of the pit. This had been the side of a hill once, he told himself. Men had come to dig away chalk and left this huge hole in the earth. He thought of all the sticks of chalk they must have made, and all the blackboards in all the schools they must have written on. They must have dug and dug for hundreds of years. And then they got tired of digging, or somebody told them to stop before they dug away all the hill. And now they did not know what to do with this empty hole, and they were trying to fill it up again. Anything people didn't want, they threw into the bottom of the pit. He crawled through the rough grass and peered over. The sides of the pit were white chalk, with lines of flint poking out like bones in places. At the top was crumbly brown earth and the roots of the trees that grew on the edge. The roots looped over the edge, twined in the air, and grew back into the earth. Some of the trees hung over the edge, holding on desperately by a few roots. The earth and chalk had fallen away beneath them, and one day they too would fall to the bottom of the pit. Strings of ivy and the creeper called Old Man's Beard hung in the air. Far below was the bottom of the pit, the dump.